police have warned they may never be able to identify all of the people who died in the fire that engulfed a block of flats in West London. Back home, some politicians are calling for a full assessment of both public and privately owned housing blocks following the tragedy. STLP MLA Nicola Mallon with us today. Good morning to you, Nicola.
Good morning, Stephen.
So what are you calling for? We need to be careful here, don't we, that we don't scare people unduly.
Well, clearly we need to be very careful because it isn't about scaremongering, but it's about quickly establishing the truth and the facts and then learning lessons from that and acting swiftly because people's lives could be in danger. And what I've called for and the STLP is calling for is a full assessment in terms of safety and fire of our public and private high-rise accommodation. And I do welcome the fact that the Housing Executive is conducting a review of its 32 tower blocks and the Department of Health is going to carry out something similar around its hospitals and other buildings because we need to give reassurance to people who live there and are staying there. But we also need to make sure that we don't see any tragedy similar to that the heroin scenes in London. And I think, Stephen, that, you know, while we're establishing the facts, I know there's particular concern around cladding. For me, the huge warning bell that's been ringing is the fact that the residents in London are saying that they felt that no one was listening to them. And I think that we need to very carefully listen to residents. We need to consider all of the concerns that they raise about their accommodations because they're living with it 24/7 and authorities need to act on those concerns where required.
Well, it's reassuring people quickly goes against people being able to investigate what's happened here, collect data and reassure the public with proper information.
No, I don't think that the two things are separate. I think that the two can be done in conjunction. So, for example, in my constituency in North Belfast, the Housing Executive around yesterday afternoon leafleting residents in the high-rise accommodation there. And I think that seeing people on the ground, I know a number of people contacted me about concerns that they had, and I raised those immediately with the Housing Executive, and they were acted upon. So that must take place right now. But equally, we must have expert-led investigations to establish the facts, particularly around the cladding and the standards that's been used there, and any action that's required from that needs to be urgently taken.
We can bring some information to the public domain this morning because we had Colm McQuillian on the programme yesterday, the Director of Housing Services for the Housing Executive, and he said checks were being carried out on tower blocks in Northern Ireland. So we've now got an update from the Northern Ireland Housing Executive. They've told us that they managed 32 high-rise buildings across Northern Ireland, 1,900 tenants in them. Four of their high-rise buildings have been clad or in the process of being clad. They say that two blocks have been completed and are covered with rain shield rain screen system made up of PVC panels with insulation underneath. And they have said that the system was tested by the building research establishment to British standard BR135. What we then did was we contacted a cladding expert, and the expert raised concerns over the design scheme on the fourth tower block in Northern Ireland. And he said that that type of cladding should not be used above 18 metres as the insulation is combustible unless it's been tested to a standard called BS8414. And so that's when our ears pricked up and we thought, OK, well, look, we need to look at this. The good news is that the Housing Executive have told us that the cladding has been tested to that standard, BS8414. That block is 45 metres below. It's over the 18 metres, but it has been tested to that standard. So it would seem, Nicola, that from certainly just the initial steps that we've taken, that the Housing Executive have tested the cladding on the buildings to the standard that at least the expert who spoke to us said is necessary.
And that's very positive and welcomed news, because I know that a number of residents in the New Lodge, for example, had contacted me because there was also media reports of a fire in Melbourne in 2014 where cladding was considered to be a contributory factor. Again, that was a high-rise accommodation block and the fire spread extremely quickly. So I do welcome the fact that The housing executive have tested to the expert that you engage to their level, and we need to make sure that there's robust checks right across and all assurances are given and that any lessons that are learnt from that terrible atrocity in London are applied here. But I would reiterate again, Stephen, two things that I think are really important.
Very quickly, because it's news time.
Authorities need to listen to residents because the residents know and their concerns must be acted upon. And second of all, as families, we need to sit down and talk about what we do in the event of a fire. As a family, we haven't done it, but now we have.